We now move on to agenda item number 8. Agenda item number 8. As given in document CX/CSC 10/33/7-revised, and also in document CX/CSC 10/33/7 addendum 1, and also addendum 2. The three documents will also be taken into consideration together with the report of the Executive Committee, Alinom 10/33/3A. Proposals for the elaboration of new standards and related texts, and for discontinuation of work. We have 15 proposals for new work. These 15 proposals, as noted in the report of the Executive Committee, have gone through the critical review. The Executive Committee noted and made comments on some of the documents, namely, 1, the new work on organic aquaculture, the new work on organic aquaculture that is to be developed by the Codex Committee on Food Labeling. And recommends to CCFL that while considering this work item, Food Labeling may wish to seek advice from the Codex Committee on Fish and Fishery Products as necessary. The second comment on the proposals is on the pilot project. It was submitted by JMPR Secretariat that JMPR was ready to carry out this project and to integrate the review into its work program as agreed by the Codex Committee on Pesticide Residues. The 15 proposals are now hereby presented to this Commission for approval as new work. The first one is standard for pomegranate. Comments, please. I don't see any flags, so that new work proposal is approved by the Commission to be elaborated in the Codex Committee on Fresh Fruits and Vegetables. Second proposal, amendment of the Codex General Principles for the addition of essential nutrients to foods from the Codex Committee of nutrition and food for special dietary uses. Comments, please. I don't see any flags, so that is also approved as a new work item by this commission. From the same committee, revision of the Codex guidelines on formulated supplementary foods for older infants and young children. Comments, please. I don't see any flags, so that one is also approved. The third proposal from the same committee is amendment of the guidelines on nutrition labeling, the establishment of NRVs for nutrient association with risk of diet-related non-communicable diseases for the general population. Comments, please. Malaysia.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As documented in our written comments in CRD 12, Malaysia would like to reiterate our position that we strongly disagree with the proposal to develop a nutrient reference value, NRV, for nutrients associated with risk of non-communicable diseases. Malaysia feels that the science for developing NRVs for nutrients related to non-communicable diseases is inconclusive at this time. Malaysia is of the view that Codex should focus on the revision of NRVs for vitamins and minerals because they have wide applications for the general population and there are more sound scientific data to enable their establishment. Furthermore, Mr. Chairman, it is to be noted that there are only a few countries that are making use of the existing set of NRV for labelling purposes in their national legislation. Codex may wish to focus on encouraging Codex members to adopt and use the NRV. Malaysia has difficulty in supporting the further development of NRVs for nutrients associated with NCDs when even current NRVs are not fully utilised. In addition to this, Mr. Chairman, Malaysia notes that while this item is just now being considered at the CAC for approval as new work, member countries have already received the document for comments through the electronic working group. Mr. Chairman, we find this rather unusual since this work is still subject to the approval of this commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Malaysia. We received this proposal from the committee. I'd like now to indulge the committee chair to be able to respond to the issues raised by Malaysia. Committee chair, Germany, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We had extensive discussions at the last meeting of the CCNFSCU considering NRVs for nutrients related to non-communicable diseases. And there was consensus in the CCNFSCU to start work in this subject. I remember that Malaysia already entered a reservation when we discussed this issue. We are well aware that they are not in favor of elaborating NRVs for this kind of nutrients. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair of the committee. Members will note that we've already come up to 6 o'clock and we really need to hold the discussion. I recognize there was a flag. I think it has gone down. I think we shall continue with this discussion tomorrow morning. Thank you very much for your hard work and participation to make Codex a much better place. Before we close, I want to give the secretariat the microphone for any administrative and other announcements and to give a way forward for tomorrow. Secretariat, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is an announcement for some regional meetings. That's an announcement from the coordinator for the Committee for Africa. I would like to invite all CC Africa members to a meeting tomorrow on Tuesday at 8 o'clock. It's in room 15, which is in level minus 1. So that's for all the members of the Committee for Africa. And we have another one for the members of the Committee for the Near East. Also, the coordinator would like to invite them on Tuesday, tomorrow at 1:30 in room number 5. Room number 5 on the third floor. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much to everybody. I think all of us have been invited by WHO and FAO to a reception. See you at the reception and see you tomorrow morning. Have a nice evening. Tomorrow we start at 9:30. 9:30 tomorrow morning. Good morning, distinguished delegates. Welcome to day 2 of the proceedings of this session. I believe you had a wonderful evening, especially to our teams that have been working through. We appreciate your commitment in making Codex better. Special greetings to the delegations of Uruguay and the delegations of the Netherlands. We wish you the best this afternoon. We want to appreciate the people we don't normally see, our interpreters, who help us to communicate among one another. Good morning, interpreters.
Good morning.
We get back to business and we proceed where we stopped yesterday. We were examining new proposals as per agenda item 8 on document CX/CAC10/33/7, addendum 1, and in particular, not addendum 1, but revised, and we're examining the proposals from the Codex Committee of Nutrition and Food of Special Dietary Uses, the amendment of the guidelines on nutrition labeling, establishment of NRVs for nutrient association with risk of diet-related non-communicable diseases for the general population. That was the proposal before us. And I had requests from the following. We had requests from Thailand, requests from Malaysia, and requests from WHO to intervene on this topic. May I now request Thailand, please, to make your submission.
Good morning. Thank you very much. Thailand would like to make an intervention that Codex Committee on Nutrition, in responding to the global strategy on diet, physical activity and health, has initiated preparatory activity to deal with NRVs for vitamin mineral. At the same time, also to deal with NRVs for chronic diet-related chronic disease. And this will respond to the request by World Health Assembly. 7 years ago, it has been long delay. So it has to be moved forward. And at the Quartet Committee on Nutrition, almost all members agree to move this issue forward to look at the principal criteria to establish NRV and NCD. And later on, we will identify what nutrient that fit with the principal and criteria. This preparatory work has been going on for more than 2 years. The U.S. has initiated email working group asking questions to look at the issue. And then later on, Thailand also co-chair that working group. And it has been planned to discuss this matter in the next forthcoming Quartet Committee Nutrition meeting in Chile. So Chile will also join as a co-chair. So I think this work should be urgently approved to respond to the rising trend of diet and chronic disease. And also, Quartet Committee on Nutrition has considered a lot of recommendations from Quartet Committee on Food Labeling. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Thailand. Next request is from Malaysia. Malaysia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Very good morning to all present. Mr. Chairman, I would just like to reiterate that as reflected in LENORM 10/33/26, Malaysia had made several objections and expressed reservations during the discussion of the CCNF SDU on this matter last year. With regards to this point, Malaysia would like to still reiterate our reservations to this proposed work. However, another point that was made with regards to my Malaysia's intervention yesterday was that we were rather surprised, or we found it rather strange that this work, or the while this work is still being discussed by the Commission, the electronic working group had already distributed the document. And surprisingly, the deadline given for submissions is 12th of July. That's just 2 days after the Commission concludes its deliberation. So we would like to seek some clarification on this ambiguity, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you, Malaysia. WHO, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The proposed new work on establishing the NRVs for nutrients associated with risks of diet-related non-communicable diseases for general population was, as the Thai delegation has mentioned, that has been one of the actions which was included, intended, especially for CCNF-SDU, in the draft action plan for implementing the WHO global strategy for diet, physical activity, and health. This was developed. This action plan was developed with the request of the 28th Commission in 2005. And in response to this, the electronic working group, or the electronic forum, was convened by FAO and WHO to seek the comments from all member states and observers of COLEX Commission. And the outcome of this e-forum was then reviewed again at the 29th session of the Commission in 2006. Since then, this action plan, which includes this proposed new work, has been debated, reviewed and debated, and extensively by both CCNF-SDU and CCFL. The CCNF-SDU's the proposed new work on establishing NRVs for nutrients associated with the risk of non-communicable diseases is in fact very timely, given the increasing availability of scientific evidence on various nutrients related to the non-communicable diseases, including the most recent FAO-WHO Joint Expert expert consultation of fats and fatty acid in human nutrition took place in 2008. There have been a very strong agreement among the experts on various the scientific evidence related to fats and fatty acid. For example, the only disagreement or inconsistent the evidence which was presented was total fat, which in fact WHO is currently undertaking a systematic review to look into these issues. The outcome of through the new WHO guideline development the process and outcome of the systematic review too will become available later this year. So we feel very strongly that it is very timely for this new work to be undertaken. Another reason why we feel that it is timely is because of the another work which is ongoing since last year that is related to the nutrient profiling. The currently, as we have informed at the CCNFSDU last year in November 2009 and also at the CCFL this year a few months ago, and also we had described this, provided this information to this commission in the document later, which will be discussed later in agenda item 14. We have been undertaking this, the development of guiding principles or framework for developing nutrient profiling. So given all this ongoing work and increasingly becoming the scientific evidence becoming increasingly available, we very strongly feel that this work is very timely. Thank you.
Thank you, WHO. I will now ask the Secretariat to clarify on the schedules and the timeliness of documents from the Electronic Working Group. Secretariat, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning to everybody. We would like to clarify that it is current practice in a number of committees. Before new work is officially approved by the Commission, the committee may wish to start its work already. In that case, there was an electronic working group. That's in order not to lose time. But it is very clear that, and we always make the clarification at the committee concerned, that this is only pending approval from the Commission as new work. It is clear that if the Commission the Commission does not approve new work, these activities will stop. So that was the work was started by the committee in advance of the decision of the Commission. That happens in quite a number of committees in order to start preparing the work, because the Committee on Nutrition and Foods for Special Dietary Users will meet in the first week of November, and if they had started the work later, there would have been not enough time for all countries to give their views in the working group. So this is quite usual practice, and it's always pending approval of new work by the Commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Secretary. I don't see more flags. This FAO, please. Sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just shortly to say that FAO supports the statement made by WHO on the need to go ahead with this work, for which I think we, as was said already, there is ample scientific evidence on most of the nutrients that will be covered, and we would like to see this work pushed forward so that we can contribute to the global strategy and the application of the global strategy at global level. Thank you.
Thank you very much, FAO. It is the feeling of this commission that this work proceeds, and we shall note the reservation of Malaysia. We now proceed to Proposal 5 from the Codex Committee on Food Hygiene. Revision of the recommended International Code of Hygienic Practice for Collecting, Processing, and Marketing of Natural Mineral Waters. Comments, please. I don't see any flags, so that proposal is adopted by the Commission as new work. From the same Committee of Food Hygiene, revision of the principles for establishment and application of microbiological criteria for foods. Comments, please. I don't see any flags. That one is approved by the Commission. We have two proposals from the Committee on Food Additives. Revision of the food category system of the General Standard for Food Additives. Comments, please. I don't see any flags. That one is approved by this commission. Revision of the standard for food grade salt. Comments, please. I don't see any flags. That work is approved by the commission. We have two submissions from the Committee of Pesticide Residues. Priority list of chemicals scheduled for evaluation and re-evaluation by JMPR. Comments, please. I see no flags. That work is approved by this commission. Next, we have the pilot project. The pilot project in which JMPR would conduct an independent parallel review along with a global joint review team and recommend MRLs before national governments establish MRLs. Comments on this pilot project. I don't see any flags. That pilot project is approved by this commission. We have two proposals from the Codex Committee of contaminants in food. Maximum levels of DON and its acylated derivatives in cereals and cereals-based products. Comments, please. I don't see any flags. That work is approved. The next one is maximum levels for total aflatoxins in dried feed. Comments, please. I don't see any flags. That work is also approved. The last three proposals are from the Committee on Food Labeling. The first one is establishment of claims for sugars, salt, sodium, and trans fatty acids. Comments, please. I don't see any flags. That work is approved by this commission. The next one is organic aquaculture, and I want to remind you about the comments made by the Executive Committee on this regard. Comments on organic aquaculture. Thailand, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thailand agrees that the organic aquaculture is an important subject and should be adopted as a new work for consideration by CCFL. We would like to inform the Commission that the Committee on Food Labelling agreed that the European Union would prepare the proposed document for consideration at the next CCFL session. However, we think that many countries, including Thailand, have applied national organic standard or employ the production process that covers organic aquaculture. These countries should be involved in providing valuable information about the production of aquaculture, especially in tropical climate, for assisting EU in the draft proposal. To facilitate this work, we would like to propose that Codex members or observers interested in this work should provide inputs and comments to EU for the preparation of this document. This can be done in the form of informal electronic working group. Also, we would like to request the Commission to take note of our request of this work. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Thailand. European Union, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The European Union will be very pleased to work together with all interested countries to prepare the proposal for organic aquaculture. But I believe we cannot establish an electronic working group because this was not decided by the committee. Thank you.
Thank you, European Union. Let me request Secretariat to give guidance on the process. Secretariat, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, in fact, as mentioned by the European Union, that was decided at the committee, and you cannot establish electronic working group, but there is no problem with inviting all members and observers to contribute and contact the European Union to provide input, as the European Union has mentioned, so the Commission could recommend that all members and observers, all interested members and observers provide their contribution to the European Union. And Mr. Chairman, thank you. I have the floor. I would also like to inform the Commission that FAO, that we are in that area, it's FAO, is working also on organic aquaculture, and that you can find the information on the site of FAO, and also FAO would be ready in the future to contribute. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Secretary, for that clarification. Can I request that we are getting some feedback from the floor, some noise, so please, delegations who are consulting, please, can you consult a little bit quietly so that we are able to proceed? So, I recognize the flags of Norway. Norway, please.
Thank you, Chair. Norway would like to support a proposed new work on organic aquaculture, and we will actively participate in the forthcoming work. But in overview, it's important also to take into consideration ongoing work on sustainable aquaculture in other organizations to avoid possible conflict on future standards. We think specifically on the FAO technical guidelines on aquaculture certification and the Salmon Aquaculture Dialogue. Thank you.
Thank you, Norway. I don't see any more flags that work. FAO, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was going to say what the Secretary has already hinted to, and that is the Fisheries Department in FAO has been actively working in this in the field of aquaculture, organic aquaculture, and particularly in Asia and the tropical areas, as it is has been requested by Thailand. I think it would be, of course, valuable to make use of what has been already done by the Fisheries Department in FAO and build on that to get a document that takes into account what has been achieved so far in this field. So, and I will make sure that our colleagues in the department, the Fisheries Department, are informed about this. Thank you.
Thank you, FAO. So that proposal is acceptable to the Commission and it's approved. The last proposal for the Commission is establishing a definition for nutrient reference values. Comments, please. I don't see any flags. That proposal is approved by this Commission. Thank you very much for your contribution on accepting to approve the 15 proposals that have been laid before this Commission. We have Table 2. Proposals for the discontinuation of work. And we have two items proposed from the Committee of Milk and Milk Products, proposed draft standard for processed cheese. Comments? Costa Rica, please.
Buenos dias.
Good morning. Thank you, Chairman. Yes, in like manner with what we said earlier on the theme of here of these matters, we would like for the reservations of Costa Rica to go on the record when it comes to the work to be carried out by this particular group. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Costa Rica. Mexico, please.
Microphone, please.
Let's move on to Colombia. Colombia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, and like that is what we said yesterday, we'd like also to maintain our reservations and also support what Costa Rica said, and bearing in mind what was said yesterday when it comes to reviewing the trade of some countries, we still see that some high figures are quite high, and so I think the standards need to be reviewed and not actually be interrupted. Thank you.
Thank you, Colombia. I don't see any more flags. So this work is discontinued. Egypt, please. Sorry.
Shukran, Sayyid al-Rais. Mr. Aydan.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Egypt also has reservations concerning the discontinuation of work, and we support Colombia and Costa Rica with respect to these standards for processed cheese. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Egypt. Uruguay, please.
Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you very much, Chairman. We endorse what was stated by Colombia as to the discontinuation of work. We stress the fact that jointly with the waiver that we had yesterday of the existing standards on spreadable cheese, we should step up our efforts in order to come up with a standard which would regulate this type of foods. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Uruguay. I recognize the flag of Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia, please.
شكراً سعادة الرئيس.
Thank you very much, Chairman. Saudi Arabia would also like to express its reservations with respect to the discontinuation of all activities on this matter. This matter is indeed very important, and we must continue our work until all of the standards referring to it are concluded. Thank you.
Thank you, Saudi Arabia. Can I have a comment from the chair of this particular committee of milk and milk products? New Zealand, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just to put this work item into perspective, throughout the last five sessions of the Milk Committee over the last decade, there has been a concerted effort to develop a draft standard for processed cheese. Through each session, this item has been on the agenda. We've had several working groups, the most recent in February 2009, hosted by the European Commission in Brussels and led by the European Commission in New Zealand, to try and resolve some of the intractable issues around processed cheese and the huge variation in compositional proposals from different members of the committee. Over those 10 years, we have simply been unable to make any progress whatsoever despite these concerted efforts, and therefore it has just been impracticable to continue the work. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I think we note that this has been difficult within the committee. Attempts have been made to try and push this work forward, and as the Chair has submitted, that has not been possible. And therefore, the committee agreed to forward this work to this commission for discontinuation. I'll have interventions from Jordan. Jordan, please.
Who can say the race?
Thank you very much, sir. Jordan would also like to state it has reservations as to the discontinuation of activities on spreadable cheese. We would therefore request an update of this standard. Thank you.
Thank you, Jordan. I now have, and I need to close this, I have requests from Iran, requests from India on this matter. Are there any more interventions? Which one? Let me attempt once more. I have requests from Iran, Tanzania, India, Oman, United Arab Emirates, and Libya. Egypt, I think you've had your submission. So let's go to Iran, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Let me to join to others regarding the having the reservation for the standard for processed cheese as expressed by Colombia and the other countries before me. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Iran. Tanzania, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Tanzania also would like to reserve its position on the work of proposed standards for processed cheese.
Thank you, Tanzania. India, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. India believes that the stand which we are now moving towards is not only inconsistent, it goes against the professed policy just now elaborated by one of the secretariat members. On the one side, we have a committee which has been struggling for the last 10 years to develop a standard and not succeeding. On the other, we have a limited consensus on existing standards on the basis of which a good part of international trade is proceeding. So it makes a lot of sense to build on the existing consensus rather than, like we decided yesterday, to withdraw the existing standards when we have no prospect at all of developing a new international standard. And since we are keen to regulate the sector, why destroy the available consensus in the form of existing standards when we have no prospect at all of developing a new standard in the foreseeable future? Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, India. Oman, please.
Shukran, Sa'at al-Rais.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. We would like to endorse the position put forward by Saudi Arabia and Egypt concerning the non-discontinuation of work on this matter. Thank you.
Thank you, Oman. And I'll have Libya. Libya, please.
Shukran, Sayyid al-Rais.
Thank you very much, sir. We, too, would like to express our reservations as to the interruption or the discontinuation of work for the standards for spreadable cheese. This is a very important topic, and we would invite all the stakeholders to continue to strive to come up with a standard. We do have a standard at the present time, and why shouldn't we continue to base ourselves on that standard until we have an update or review of the current standard? Thank you.
Thank you very much for those interventions. I think we need to wind up on this particular topic, and if you could bear with us for a few minutes, please. Thank you, delegates, for bearing with us at the head table. You have heard from the various delegations the concerns. We have also heard from the chair the difficulties in coming to a conclusion on this work. Before we make a proposal, I would like to request the chair of Milk and Milk Products to intervene on this matter. New Zealand, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. You've already heard from us about the compositional issues being intractable in terms of developing a global standard, but it's quite clear that there is some strong regional interest in a standard in this area for processed cheese. From the committee's point of view, we know there is a large volume of trade according to bilateral arrangements, either regulatory or commercial. However, there have been no significant problems in trade reported to the committee during our attempts to develop a draft standard. However, with the regional interest, perhaps the regional coordinating committees of the three regions concerned could look to some harmonised work in their regions relative to the processed cheese situation and collectively work towards developing a proposal at the regional level. And that may circumvent some of the problems we've had at a global level in trying to get agreement. And that work could be brought back to the Commission, and then we could decide at that stage whether perhaps work should continue on a regional basis or whether there is enough harmonisation for another attempt at a global standard. But certainly from the committee's point of view, we have sympathy with the regional interest. However, we do believe it would be a waste of Codex resources at this stage to try and develop a global standard. However, perhaps by deconstructing that and looking at some regional work, we may move towards some solution. Thank you.
Thank you, New Zealand. Algeria, please.
Shukran, Sayyid al-Rais.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Chairman, yesterday, during Agenda Item 6, the committee or commission accepted to stop activities with respect to the three standards on spreadable cheese. And today, we are suggesting to discontinue activities concerning a draft standard for spreadable cheese. Chairman, we do not understand such a stance, and we are in favour of continuing work. We would like to suggest that we continue these activities either in order to drop a new standard for processed spreadable cheese, or indeed we propose to retain the current standard on processed cheese. Thank you.
Thank you, Algeria. Australia, please.
Thank you, Chair. We too are disappointed that for the efforts of this committee over a sustained period of time that consensus and agreement couldn't be developed on how to take the standard forward in relation to processed cheese. But clearly the committee has worked through those issues over a number of years and has come to a consensus that further work and effort on their part is in a sense futile and simply again wasting significant resources of Codex in pursuing an endeavour where it's proving to be extremely difficult to succeed. I think it's incumbent, Australia's position is, I think this committee, it's incumbent to consider carefully the recommendations of those committees when they are particularly in this situation, and in fact when they take these hard decisions, support them in their endeavours. So our view is that we've heard from the Chair of New Zealand on the stance of that committee, and we strongly support that view. Thank you.
Thank you, Australia. I think we have to summarise on this. We cannot continue and end discussing our proposal from the Chair. If it's acceptable to the Commission, is to request those delegations who would like this work to continue to provide input to this work to New Zealand, who is the chair. New Zealand would have to prepare a draft not later than December this year. This draft will have to be circulated at step 3. And then the next commission will receive and review what will have transpired. If there is no progress, then the commission will decide on what more actions would be undertaken. That's the proposal from the chair. Is that acceptable to the commission? Canada, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just for clarification, please. Are you proposing that New Zealand would circulate a document at step 3 and it would be considered at the Commission, then in the regular step process for debate around the elaboration of a standard? It's just not at this point clear to this delegation the nature of the work the Commission would be taking up. It sounds like we would be acting as the committee. If you could clarify, thank you.
I think we have to.
I'll ask Secretariat to clarify on that. Secretariat, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. This is in the case, this is working by correspondence on a draft. That's what we have been doing in various committees which were adjourned, and the standard was developed by correspondence, so that was coordinated by the host country. We prepared the draft, then it was sent for comments at step 3, and then the in view of the replies and in view of the consensus that there may be on progress of the standard, it would be submitted to the Commission, which might be at step 5 or at step 5 and 8. This is the usual procedure for committees working by correspondence and then coordinated by the host country. That would be all done by correspondence comments, and then it would be sent to the Commission, possibly for adoption at step 5 or step 5 and 8. Thank you.
Canada, are you satisfied with the process?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Secretariat explanation of the process is quite helpful. I do understand now what was proposed to work by correspondence, which would be, as noted, a normal practice in a committee adjourned. I know there is a proposal to adjourn this committee. It hasn't yet been considered. But in the context of what the Chair has said, I am somewhat concerned about our ability to achieve by correspondence what the committee wasn't able to do through face-to-face dialogue. And so I do understand the proposal. I still have some concerns. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Canada. We are trying to find a solution to this very difficult subject. But I'll request New Zealand to intervene at this stage. New Zealand, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think following the comments of Australia, we really need to decide at a plenary about how we're going to work in an efficient manner relative to the resources available. As we have said, there has been a tremendous amount of work, both from member host countries hosting physical working groups and in committee time itself, meeting face-to-face to try and resolve this issue, to try and resolve this draft standard. And we really have made virtually no progress at all because the compositional issues are so far apart relative to trade between countries on a bilateral basis. So with your proposal to work by correspondence, we really can't see how we can make progress relative to the history of this issue. And we really do have to make a hard choice here relative to this work program. I think there's been a huge amount of effort. A lot of countries have interests other than those that have spoken and have worked hard to try and develop a standard. However, in the absence of any possibility of consensus, all of those countries that contributed to the working group, who have a big stake in this, have realised that, in fact, there isn't a possibility of an accord. So it's not just those countries that have spoken here. It's all of those countries that have worked hard to try and develop a consensus but haven't arrived at that point. So we need to recognise that by going back right to step two, working by correspondence, we really need to ask ourselves, are we going to solve this issue that we haven't been able to solve in a number of face-to-face meetings and a number of plenary meetings? Thank you.
I recognise the flag of Cameroon.
Thank you, Chair. Well, we are also a little bit confused by your proposal, Chairman, because the issue on the table here is discontinuation of work. And what you are proposing seemingly is new work or reopening of another work through electronic group. So what are we deciding on? Do we discontinue the work, or you want to relaunch the work? Because that's what your proposal is aiming at, creating a probably electronic working group. So we would like to be clear on that, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Cameron. The issue is a proposal from the committee to discontinue work. But there have been many submissions from the floor of not continuing this work. So we are trying to find a way forward. That is what we are discussing right now. I hope that clarifies the issue. Cameron.
Yes, Chair, it's clear. And then we would like to probably suggest something which probably may help us to come back to this issue later on. If you don't mind, we could probably try to discuss with New Zealand in the meantime, because he's opposing absolutely from his last intervention. He's opposing. He doesn't see a way forward even with this new proposal. So it might be probably helpful if we can discuss with the chair in the meantime and probably go ahead with some other issues. Thank you.
Thank you, Cameron. I think there is another proposal from New Zealand, the chair. The chair has proposed that the members, through their respective coordinating committees, could do some work in their committees and later on see how they can harmonize that work among the regions, given that really there is a lot of trade going on and at the moment there is no impediment at all that has been experienced. Can we agree to that proposal from the chair? Cuba, please. Cuba.
Gracias.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The theme we're looking at right now is very complex, as we can all see, and this proposal doesn't really satisfy us. And so, if you can see what's been done in practice, it hasn't really proven itself. And so we can see that it hasn't really been much opportunity to possibility to arrive at a consensus, no way or means. So I think that the way the approach is being used now won't bring us to a consensus. I think what we need is a proposal that's far more concrete, more tangible, in where we can actually put forward a proposal that's very solid, that will be to everybody's liking, that can be full input, and then bring this work out of the rut it finds itself in right now. So, I mean, this is a product that's very widely consumed for people of all ages. There are risks, but it's very hard to actually get our hand on this. So what I'd like to do is to ask that any effective way forward should be used so that we can bring this to a further stage. I think what is being proposed right now isn't really workable. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Cuba. We are looking for concrete proposals on the way forward on this issue. So please, let's have concrete proposals. I recognize the flag of France. France, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We share wholeheartedly with concerns raised by the Chairman of the Committee on Milk Products, Australia and Canada also, regarding the likelihood of being able to succeed in what is being put before us. I have taken part in this work. There have been many, many sessions, many, many working groups, physical working groups, electronic ones, virtual ones. Notwithstanding that, we have not been able to succeed in this because there's been such a wide divergence of approaches to this. Now, drafting regional standards, well, we would share in Cuba's doubts as expressed by them, because if we do that, well, we'll be encountering a number of differences because, as was pointed out, spreadable cheese is a product that hails from virtually all continents. It's not something that belongs to one continent or another, but we do have international exchange, international trade in these products. Another possible way forward could perhaps be see how we could live for another year or two without a standard. And then for those countries that are encountering some problems arising from this lack of a standard, we could engage in groundbreaking work to accommodate world trade here. But I think that the chairman said that there are no the chairman of CXMMP said there shouldn't be any major problems. The thing is, we have to be careful. We don't want to waste a lot of resources, human and financial, if we keep trying to travel the path that we're on right now, because we simply will not succeed if we follow that path. Thank you.
Thank you, France. I'm still looking for proposals to make us move forward. Australia, please.
Thank you, Chair. We share some of the wisdom espoused by France, but what we would like to say, though, is we do support the chairperson's your second proposal. The only pathway, as difficult as it appears for this standard to be progressed, it will need to be progressed to those countries of the highest level of concern, and that's going to be those regional areas. So if they collectively are able to work and harmonise a regional standard in this regard and bring that back to this forum for consideration, well, that is evidence that there is an opportunity for success with this particular issue. But the reality is, at the committee level, it's already demonstrated that is not the forum to continue work with this standard.
Thank you, Australia. India, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We are one of the earliest countries which objected to the withdrawal of the existing standards on processed cheese. And in the light of the difficulties being faced by the committee to develop a new standard, unless we think slightly out of the box, maybe we may not be able to get out of this. On the one side, we need a standard. On the other side, we cannot reach a consensus. It's difficult to believe that when you discuss 10 years, there has been no point of consensus. The chairperson of the committee mentioned that compositional issues were creating a problem. Is it possible to agree on the limited consensus available in this committee, identify which are the points where there is a consensus available, hold on to that, move in a phased manner to development of a standard? Maybe in this case, the best is becoming the enemy of the good here. Maybe we should attempt to target a limited consensus, consolidate that and move forward. If we target 100% consensus, maybe we can't. Our experience of 10 years shows that. I think we need to change the strategy to target a limited consensus. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, India. Thailand, please.
Thank you very much, the Chair. Thailand would like to propose the solution by endorsing the Chairman Committee on Milk and would like to definitely or specifically propose that retain these three old standards and also ask each coordinating regional committee that are interested to set up the process cheese standard to look at the draft standard and come up with a new standard, new proposed standard, and then later on be discussed again through committee on milk if it's going to be a global standard. So my proposal is first retain those three standards first, and second send the draft to be considered by regional coordinating committee and ask them to prepare the draft from the region and then submit to the Codec Committee on Milk to reconsider whether it's possible to put as a global standard. If not, let it be regional standard. Thank you.
Thank you, Thailand, for proposal on the way forward. That's what we are all looking for. Close this item. Saudi Arabia, please. Can we have your proposal? Saudi Arabia, please.
Shukran.
Thank you, Chairman. I fully appreciate the continued efforts by New Zealand over the past 10 years to get us out of this rut. But it is also important, having waited all these years, to give this standard another opportunity for one more year and allow the regional coordination to come up with another proposal to be looked at in 2011. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Saudi Arabia. Colombia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In the Commission, there have been a number of cases in which we've worked very hard to arrive at efforts on other themes. But today, what we're seeing, we've been stymied by this aspiration of a number of countries from different regions to see, have here enshrined all of their ideas in a standard. Now, but we would like to call upon the chairman of the committee, Milk Products, and see if, well, this make sure that this is not just a coincidence for the holding back this work. I think what we have to do is to once again, afresh, try to arrive at a consensus, try to see to it if we can converge our viewpoints a little bit more. So I would agree that for us to work through correspondence, I mean, those countries are interested by correspondence, but the committee itself on milk products could receive proposals and not just postpone the work. And so that we could try to have the normal types of steps here that are followed. Because with a document that comes into the commission, we'll not be able to discuss it. Because we're not here to perfect the documents, to fine-tune documents and polish them. That's not our work. So I think it should follow the normal sequencing of a working group, committee, then commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Colombia. We are still trying to look for a way forward. Jordan, please.
Thank you, Chairman. In view of the volume in processed cheese between the various continents, we can only support the views by the President that New Zealand propose a standard for processed cheese, and then the Secretariat would listen to comments, regional comments, on the proposal by New Zealand for the Commission to look into in its future in its next meeting. Thank you.
I recognize the flag of Japan. Japan, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. Japan has carefully heard that debate, and there appears some confusion in debate. New Zealand, as a chair of the Milk Committee, MMP, the possibility of continuing the work in a certain regional committee, so it is appreciated if New Zealand, as the chair of the CCMMP, to repeat his proposal again. Thank you.
Thank you, Japan. New Zealand, a request has been made to repeat your proposal to the Commission. New Zealand, please.
Thank you, Chair. We note the strong regional interest in continuing work in this area. However, from the Milk Committee's point of view, the work that would drive continued work on a global standard would be, is there a food safety issue at stake, or is there a fair trade issue at stake? And on a global basis, we do not see those drivers out there in relation to processed cheese, because on a global scale, there are vast volumes of this product being traded and no significant problems reported. Irrespective of that, we have tried at the global level to resolve the product description and composition issues, which of course are the heart of any standard coming out of milk and milk products, to see if there could be a global consensus arrived at on product description and composition. And it has proved impossible. Despite that, there is regional interest in a standard, and we can only presume that on a regional level, there is strong interest in standardising those product description and composition issues, because the other issues of a standard such as this are horizontal. So in that light, we are suggesting that regional coordinating committees could work together to look at the issues around whether or not they could reach a consensus at a regional level on composition and product description, etc. If they could arrive at a consensus on that at a regional level, they should talk to other regions, and at least on that level we would have some consensus over a draft standard. If progress was made between those regional coordinating committees, then we could perhaps return a proposal to this committee to again look at the global issues and see if the other regions could live or work towards a consensus on that basis. But we just do not see the possibility of progress through the global committee, because we've worked so hard to get to the point we're at. And we do need to look at a regional approach, to look at the level of consensus on a regional level first. If that can be achieved, then we could bring it back and perhaps look at a global consensus. Thank you.
Thank you, New Zealand. I hope that is very clear to the Commission. I recognize the flag of IDF. IDF, please.
Thank you, Chairman. IDF reluctantly would like to get involved in this discussion. We agree very much with the comments which have been made by, in particular, the Chair of the CCMMP, but also by France, Canada, Australia, and other countries who have been very much involved in this process over the last 10 years or more. Many avenues for consensus on an international standard have been sought, but the differences are so fundamental that we have not been able to reach consensus in physical working groups which between sessions of CCMMP have lasted 3 and 3.5 days. The issues that remain now are those which were the issues almost on day one when this work started 10 years ago. There is such a diversity of products throughout the world that are designated processed cheese that is what creates the problem. To add to some of the points that New Zealand made, quite a lot of the product designated as processed cheese in international trade do not comply with either of the three standards. Their differences vary, whether they're major differences or minor differences. But to date, they have not caused problems in international trade, which is the purpose of Codex standards. We do have a slight concern about the issue of standards for processed cheese being developed at regional level, because we have a concern that the end result of these standards, unless there is agreement between the various regions, will result in standards which might be fundamentally different for the same products in different regions. I think with that we'll close our comments, but we have been very much involved in this process over 10 years and reiterate many, many possible avenues have been explored. I'm tempted to say all possible avenues, but maybe that's going too far, without success. And to try and do it between sessions of this Commission would be almost impossible. Thank you.
Thank you, IDF. I'm now going to close this discussion. And we can only limit our discussion on the proposal that have been submitted by New Zealand, because it is very clear from the chair of the committee that for many years there are issues that are difficult to resolve. I don't think it would be fair to New Zealand to say no, try and resolve those issues. The chair has reported to the commission those difficulties. So unless the commission has a solution that will resolve those difficulties, then we must listen to the wisdom of the chair and try a solution that has been proposed. I'm therefore putting it to the commission, the New Zealand proposal of using regional committees to try to reach an agreement of some nature, because even within the regions there are difficulties. So if we are not agreed at the region, how can we agree at the international level? Those are the difficulties and challenges that we have. So can we start talking at the region? And if we agreed at the regions, then between the regions, and then at the international level. That's the proposal on the floor. Can we have, New Zealand, would you like to maybe modify the proposal? New Zealand, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a point of clarification in response to the IDF intervention, we are not suggesting that the regional coordinating committees should develop their own standards. We are suggesting a mechanism whereby those committees could see if a consensus can be arrived at using the work already on the table from the Milk Committee, and if they can arrive at a consensus on the fundamental issues that we're all aware of, then they could talk to other regional committees, and if a consensus could be built from the ground up regionally, then we may have a chance of a global standard. So we're suggesting a mechanism to carry forward and putting the responsibility on the regional coordinating committees that are concerned to see if they in fact can reach the level of consensus needed to progress this issue. Thank you.
Thank you, New Zealand. Thank you very much, delegates. We have a proposal, and we believe this will conclude this issue because we are taking too much time on it. But we also realize it's of importance to the delegations. My proposal is to defer decision on this item, refer this particular area to the regional coordinating committees, which are going to meet, to look at the scope of the standard, and then come back to this commission next year. And from the submission we get from the various committees, regional coordinating committees, this particular item will be reviewed and a decision made on the way forward. That's the proposal to close that item. Cameron, please don't reopen the discussion.
No, I follow your advice, Chair. I won't open the discussion. Just to make sure that we get the same message, is it going to be matter referred to as a standing item for all the regional committees? Okay, thank you.
That is correct. All regional coordinating committees, as matters referred by the Commission. Saudi Arabia, please.
Shukran, Saz al-Rais.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I would agree with your proposal. Nonetheless, we would not like to delay the work of this committee, and we do not wish to suspend the work of this committee until your decision has been implemented and until we obtain outcomes from the upcoming negotiations. So we would like the work to continue.
Thank you, Saudi Arabia. Is there any objection to my proposal? I don't see any flags. This work will be referred to all coordinating committees for consideration. Thank you. The last item is from food additives. The draft and proposed draft food additive provisions of the GSFA for discontinuation. Comments? I don't see any flags. That work is discontinued. Thank you very much for your indulgence, your proposals, and your decisions on agenda item number 8.